Okay, so here's a little graphic that shows an example of a well-developed acreage in Alamo County, and you've got several horizontal wells that have been drilled. And so if you have a standard producer's 88 that fixes value as it has historically, let's say for gas, it would be market value at the well or proceeds if sold off the lease. And so if you've got, depending on where the point of sale is, of course. And so maybe with earlier leases, the concern about post-production expenses wasn't a big deal. But as the leases have evolved and landowner lawyers became more sophisticated, there were provisions that were designed to eliminate those expenses from being charged against the royalty to make a truly cost-free royalty. They weren't always successful, as we'll see when we talk about some of these cases. So, of course, the first case I mentioned earlier was the Heritage versus Nations Bank, and probably the first case that the Supreme Court, where the Supreme Court addressed the issue of post-production expenses. In that case, the lessee was taking transportation costs from the cost from the wellhead to the point of sale and deducting that from the royalty payments. The valuation point for the lease was market value at the well, right? So you have a valuation point at the well, yet there was a no deductions clause where deductions could not be made for any reason for the cost of processing, transportation, et cetera, right? And so the Supreme Court, this is when the Supreme Court decided that they were going to look at the evaluation point to determine where do you determine the market value or the valuation point of the royalty, and then look at the deductions clause and try to make sense of what seemed to be conflicting terms. And the court held that the market value at the well fixed the value at the wellhead, which meant that the lessee could make reasonable post-production expenses chargeable against the royalty, right? So what do you do with a no deductions clause? Well, after Heritage, the court said that that language was really going to be considered just surplusage and a restatement of existing law, right? So here's where the court is telling us here's an evaluation point, and that's going to sort of be the driving factor, right? So what happens after Heritage? Lease drafters write clauses to try to draft around that issue. They try to specifically address Heritage, saying that this language that we put in this lease is not. And the courts have looked at that and I think really tried to focus again on valuation and the entirety of the lease language. And it has told us, look, every case is different. Every lease is different. They're drafted differently. We're not dealing with a form here anymore. These are all custom leases. And the driving factor, the decisive factor is going to be the language of each lease. So in 2014, the Fifth Circuit it takes a look at our first of the three Chesapeake cases. The first one is the Warren versus Chesapeake case. And in that case, we've got a royalty clause of 20% of the amount realized computed at the mouth of the well, right? There was a no deductions clause, and the court decided that because valuation was fixed at the mouth of the well, that post-production expenses were going to be okay. There was a third lease in that case that determined that market value was at the point of sale, right? So that means that you determine your valuation point further downstream at the point of sale, not at the wellhead, and all of those costs incurred shouldn't be deducted. Our second case is the Potts versus Chesapeake case, also Fifth Circuit 2014, and these all came out around the same time. In that case, Chesapeake was selling gas to its affiliate, CEMI, at the well. So now you have a sale. So again, it's important to determine at what point the sale occurred. The lease said that gas royalties were to be determined based on the market value at the point of sale, right? And because the point of sale was at the wellhead, that was the valuation point. Even though there was a no deductions clause, post-production deductions were okay. And our third case is the Chesapeake versus Hyder case that was decided by the Texas Supreme Court 2 years later. And that lease, and it was also an override, provided a cost-free royalty of, cost-free overriding royalty of 5% of gross production from wells drilled on the lease. And after analyzing the lease, the court decides that the gas royalty should be 25% of the price actually received, the proceeds for all gas produced. And that included the price that was received by the Chesapeake affiliate without deductions. And so the court said that this cost-free language required that these deductions be deducted from the lessor's royalty. So post-production expenses were not allowed. Okay, so those are the three Chesapeake cases. Again,